plate a potential nugget.
And back to film production, how do you walk the tightrope of creativity and commerce, right? I'm always curious as a producer, at some level, you're solving for commercial returns. But at the same time, you need to ensure that the creative tastes are in line with what the audience needs. So how do you, as a producer, how do you walk that line?
Okay, so in our head, we're redefining in our head. And honestly, we're too new in the business to be giving any kind of gyan. But I believe it's in a state of flux and it's prepared. The audience is prepared to like listen to alternative points of view. Okay, so I think in our head, what we tell ourselves is, A, we want to make a commercial film that we are proud of. Okay, one, it needs to be a commercial film. And the definition of a commercial film for us is one that works commercially.
And is there sort of a predetermined return that you have in mind? Saying
no, you can't. Nobody, there's no pandits in this game. Okay, everybody's an expert after the fact, you know. But it's not like some big massive studio who knows nothing other than making movies, right? And they've been weaned in the business. They don't wake up one day and says, yaar, everybody come to the conference room, think of the most crappy idea you have and let's make a gigantic flop. Nobody says that, right? Everybody thinks that they're making the next Shole or the next Three Idiots or whatever, you know. So, and there's so much effort that goes into making a single movie that, you know, it's traumatic when it gets wiped out of the box office, really. So, nobody knows. Anyone tells you they know, they don't. Okay. Other than Aamir and Salman, there's no such thing as a guaranteed minimum box office draw anymore. Okay. So, you know, in like in the same year, you could have two movies with the same actor. One does well, one doesn't do well. So, even our audience, I think, is in a state of let's figure out what we want to watch kind of thing. And the what the internet has done is that on Friday afternoon, the smell of the movie has gone forth. And a group of people sitting saying, ki, yaar, weekend pe kya kare? Ye picture dekhen kya? Nahi, yaar, suna hai bahut ghatiya. Kya bol rahe ho?
You know? Facebook. Haan, I know.
And boom. Yeah. Just like that, your plans have gone haywire. Or they've said, I believe it's damn good, let's go. You know? Now, who would have figured that the biggest grossing Hindi film is a dubbed Telugu film? Let that sink in. You know, and, you know, so, you know what? And...
And what worked in that case? I mean, if you had to reflect on that, you're talking about Bahubali, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it's just the scale and the, you know, you haven't seen level of VFX like this, you know, it's full fantasy movie, massive Indian emotions, another level of production of whatever. So, and it worked. Now, the fact of the matter is that that doesn't mean that everybody who spends 300 crores making a film is a, is guaranteed to rake in 1,000 of the net NBOC at the box office. So, you know, so.
Couple of takeaways for me here. The first insight for me here was the point Atul makes about the smell of the movie getting out over the weekend it's released and that influencing outcomes significantly one way or the other. In the hyper-connected social world we live in, how we communicate what we want to say has become so critical that it's very easy for significant momentum to build up, positive or negative, based on some initial reactions. This is also relevant at some level in terms of how people think about their personal brand. The second was about saying I don't know to things that are outside one's control. Nassim Nicholas Taleb calls it anti-knowledge in his book, which is having the humility around what we don't know. Given the number of moving parts, the more we are aware of our anti-knowledge, the greater chance we arguably have of moving forward successfully into the future. Thank you for listening. For more, please visit playtopotential.com.